What's up, everybody? Aaron here with a conscious thought. Happy Friday. Let's get ready for the weekend. Let's keep working on ourselves, but let's not let it control us. Healing and polarizing and working with your catalyst and your shadow and, you know, working through the ego and all of that is super, super important, yeah? It helps us have and live happier, healthier lives. And that kind of plays into actually the topic today. Didn't intend on that. Because today we're just talking about the simple fact that we won't know everything. There's a lot of us, myself included in the past, that are so trapped. By the ideas and the thoughts that we have to know and analyze and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt everything. Or it's not real, it doesn't make sense. Or, you know, whatever. It's a load of poor shit. I mean, literally whatever you want to say. But simply, we can't. You can't understand infinity. Because infinity, in trying to explain it, belittles the infinity of it. Even the word infinity doesn't encapsulate what it is. And eventually we will, right? But that's not for a few million years. It's not going to happen for a very long time. And that time frame is relevant to the densities that we will be traveling through. You know, we started at first, we're going to go to seventh, which is the return to source. And the kind of general idea is when you're familiar with spiritual or channeled texts like the Law of One, is that it'll begin again once you go back. So we are infinitely experiencing infinite experience for infinity. And it's all for source consciousness, the creator, whatever you want to call it, to know and understand itself. Because that's where we all came from. We came from the original thought. And if you are familiar with the Law of One, even Ra doesn't know everything. And they're millennia older and wiser than us. Ra is sixth density, the density where all paradoxes are solved, the density of full unity. And I wonder if Ra not only, now this is speculative, if maybe Ra could have been a higher self for any of the original three, could have been, don't know, speculative. You don't gotta look into it any further than that. But regardless, Ra came down to communicate to LL Research in the 80s. It was a unconscious channel, and it's beautiful material. But in that material, Ra says that they don't fathom the depths of, you know, higher densities and beyond that, because not only does it not concern them, it's not what they're worried about, but there's no reason to, because it's all just infinite mystery, infinite intelligence. And we'll all be there eventually. Infinite cannot be completely defined as it's infinite. Like I said at the beginning, just that word alone is so minute in description that it doesn't fully encapsulate what it is. Our verbal language does not have the ability to accurately describe existence. It's just that much. It's crazy. And it's almost to the point where that infinity is exactly what we don't know. There is not a single human being that knows everything. And you might even be able to boil it down that Source doesn't know everything, because the whole reason this happened is for Source to learn and discover and experience. What am I? What I am? We are all I am, right? That is Source energy. That's Source consciousness, Source thoughts. I mean, whatever you want to call it. Don't feel bad. Don't be afraid about not knowing everything, because it's okay. In fact, it's one of the great things about this existence is not knowing everything. Because that means there's more to do. There's more to learn. There's more to grow, more to polarize, more catalysts to experience, more distortions to work out. There's just so much. I hope this little bit, this quick little video helped. And I hope that there's some calm in knowing that we're not going to know everything, so why be worried about it? Let's just love and live.